توفي أخواتي وحدثا في بيت أبي كنت راعيا غنم غنم أبي وأصابعي آلفات المزمار ما سللت سيفه الذي كان بيده وقطعت رأسه ونزعت العار عن بني إسرائيل
Thank you. scripture.
And all our rich,
Second song of Moses the prophet. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided the inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led them, and there was no foreign God with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him to draw honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle, and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine, the blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him, and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals, that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. There shall be terror within for the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I would have said, I will dash them in pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men. Had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of Gal, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine, and recompense. Their food shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I lift my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I whet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and his people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
صلاة حمام المصممين اعتز قلبي بالرب وارتفع قرني بإلهي اتسع فمي على أعدائي لأني فرحت بخلاصك فما ليس قدوس مثل الرب ولا بار مثل إلهنا وليس قدوس سواه فلا تفتخر ولا تتكلم الكلام العالي ولا يخرج كلام تعظم من فواهكم لأن الله رب المعرفة والأفعال تتهيأ به انكسرت قصي الأقوياء والضعفاء تمنطقوا قوة الشجاعة من الخبز نقصوا الجياع شبعوا في الأرض لأن العاقر ولدت سبعة والكثيرة الأولاد ضعفت الرب يميت ويحيي يحضر إلى الجحيم ويصعد الرب يفطر ويغني يضع ويرفع يقيم الفقير من التراب ويرفع البائس من المزبلة ليجلس مع رؤساء شعبه ويورثه كرسي العظمة يقبل صلوات الذين يطلبون إليه ويبارك سنين الصديقين لأن الرجل القوي ليس بقوته قويا الرب يجعل عدوه ضعيفا الرب هو قدوس لا يفتخر الحكيم بحكمته ولا يفتخر القوي بقوته ولا يفتخر الغني بغناه لكن بهذا فليفتخر المفتخر أن يفهم ليعرف الرب ويصنع حكما وعدلا في وسط الأرض الرب صعد إلى السماوات فأرعد هو يدين أقطار الأرض ويعطي القوة لملكنا ويرفع قرن المسيح هو السبح لله دائما
Prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. May his blessings be upon us. Amen. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Before him went pestilence, and fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan and affliction. The currents of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, were you displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea that you rode on your horses, your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready. Oaths were sworn over your arrows. You divided the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice. It lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood in their still in their habitation. At the light of your arrows they went, at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land in indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the wicked by laying bare from foundation to neck. You thrust through with his own arrows the head of his villages. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea with your horses, through the heaps of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on high hills, singing psalms. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, O God. Amen.
The prayer of Jonah the prophet. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and he heard my voice. For he cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters encompassed me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me, weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit. O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you and to your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Glory to the Holy Trinity.
The prayer of Mass of the King is blessing thee, O Son. O Lord Almighty, God of our ancestors, of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and of their righteous offspring, you who made heaven and earth with all their order, who shackled the sea by your word of command, who confined the deep and sealed it with your terrible and glorious name, and whom all things shudder and tremble before your power, for your glorious splendor cannot be borne, and the wrath of your threat to sinners is unendurable. Yet immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are the Lord Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, and very merciful, and you relent human suffering. O Lord, according to your great goodness, you have promised repentance and forgiveness to those who have sinned against you. And in the multitude of your mercies, you have appointed repentance for sinners, so that they may be saved. Therefore, you, O Lord, God of the righteous, have not appointed repentance for the righteous, for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who did not sin against you, but you have appointed repentance for me, who am sinner. For the sins I have committed are more in number than the sand of the sea. My transgressions are multiplied. O Lord, they are multiplied. I am not worthy to look up and see the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. I am weighted down with many an iron fetter, so that I am rejected because of my sins, and I have no relief. For I have provoked your wrath and have done what is evil in your sight, setting up abominations and multiplying offenses. And now I bend the knee of my heart, imploring you for your kindness. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. I earnestly implore you, forgive me, O Lord, forgive me. Do not destroy me with your transgressions. Do not be angry with me forever, or store up evil for me. Do not condemn me to the depth of the earth. For you, O Lord, are the God of those who repent, and in me you will manifest your goodness. For unworthy as I am, you will save me according to your great mercy, and I will praise you continually at the days of my life. For all the hosts of heaven sings your praise, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
صلاة حزقيا ملك يهوذا حين مرض وقام من مرضه. أنا قلت في رفعت أيامي إني أمضي إلى أبواب الجحيم وأترك السنين الباقية. قلت لست أنظر بعد خلاص الله على الأرض، ولست أنظر أيضا إنسانا من جسمي. تركت عني بقية حياتي، فخرجت ومضت منا مثل خيمة وقد حلها. روحي فيا صارت مثل منسف قد قرب قطعه. في ذلك اليوم أسلمت للفناء كأني لأسد، هكذا سحق عظامي. من النهار إلى الليل أسلمت مثل عصفور هكذا أصوت، ومثل حمامة هكذا أهدر. كلت عيناي عن أن أنظر إلى علو السماء نحو الرب الذي خلصني ونزع حزن نفسي. يا رب من أجلها أخبرت، وأنت أيقظت نسمتي. عزيتني فعشت، لأنك خلصت نفسي لكي لا تهلك. وطرحت ورائي كل خطاياي، لأن ليس الذين في القبور يسبحونك ولا الأموات يباركونك ولا الذين في الجحيم يترجون رحمتك، لكن الأحياء يباركونك مثلي أنا، لأني منذ اليوم أنجب أبناء يخبرون بعدلك يا إله خلاصي، ولست أكف مباركا إياك بمزمار جميع أيام حياتي أمام بيت إلهي.
The first prayer of Isaiah the prophet. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed of their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. O Lord our God, other masters besides you have a dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are diseased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord, you have increased the nation. You are glorified, you have expanded all borders of the land. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer, and when your chastening was upon them, as a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pangs, when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.